In our reading from 1 Corinthians, Paul reminds us of the importance of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. It's simple how he lays it out. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. This is not Paul's invention, he reminds us. He received that message from God, the message of God's grace and love, and now he's passing it along to others. And in order to highlight the urgency and his authenticity, he reminds us of his own story and how the gospel impacted his life. You'll remember, too, that Paul was a persecutor of the church. He was an accessory to murder, the murder of Stephen. He was responsible for arresting many Christians, many followers of Jesus. And so he describes himself as the least worthy of being called as an apostle. This is the power and the beauty of Paul's conversion. He is not worthy of being called to be a servant in Christ's kingdom. But by the grace of God, he says, by God's unconditional love, by his gift, God calls Paul to be a servant. And it delights God to transform Saul of Tarsus into Paul the apostle. God has a plan for Paul, and his plan is to use Paul, to build him up, and to propagate and build up that same church that he persecuted. When God chooses the prophet Isaiah in our Old Testament, Isaiah also says, "Woe is me! I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell among a people of unclean lips." And yet, but by the grace of God, God calls Isaiah to be his servant. When Jesus calls Peter, Peter shrinks back in fear and says, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." And yet, but by the grace of God, God calls Peter to be his servant too. What's your story? Paul shared his. How many of us have done things in the past that we regret? Do you ever feel unworthy? Least? Do you ever wonder if God can look past our past failures and our flaws? Do you wonder if God has a plan for your life? We all have demons in our past, I think Paul is reminding us of by his own story. None of us is worthy. We could all tell Jesus, "Go away." But he does not come to condemn, he comes to save. He does not come for the righteous, he comes for sinners. It's really our own guilt and our own shame and our own sense of unworthiness that really paralyzes us. Jesus has come to take that away. And I wonder if anyone ever told Paul, "Paul, you just need to forgive yourself. Move on with your life. Leave what's in the past behind you. Find strength within yourself and reform yourself." But the good news is that Paul, even by his own words, is not a self-made man. The good news is not our mustering up, our strength to redeem ourselves. Paul says, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am." Paul's looking at his own story with compassion. He's looking at his own story through the lens of the gospel and of grace. He knows that he does not deserve. He knows that he did not earn God's forgiveness. It's a gift. By the grace of God, I am what I am. I'm a child of God. Sure, God knows all the bad things Paul has done. But God believes in Paul. God has a plan to forgive him, to call him to be one of his servants, and to bring the same message of good news through Paul to the world. Paul's testimony in this scripture helps us better understand the gospel upon which we stand. But by the grace of God, we are who we are. We are sinners saved by grace. We are called together to be a voice of acceptance, forgiveness, and hope. God believes in you and me. He sent his son Jesus to die and to break the power of sin and death and evil. He sent his son to rise again from the dead to bring us the assurance of forgiveness and eternal life. And that is the good news in a nutshell. By the grace of God, we are who we are. Unworthy to be called, but called nevertheless to bring the good news to those who come across our paths. We are who we are, ready to take a big step in that journey and come to that place where we can each say, I am what I am by the grace of God. By the grace of God, I am a sinner who has discovered the unconditional love and forgiveness of my Creator. By the grace of God, I am what I am, a child of God, adopted by the word of Christ's promise and by the washing of the water in the Holy Spirit. By the grace of God, I am what I am, a servant of the Most High. I can look at my life also with compassion and through the lens of grace. God has a plan to use me and you for his kingdom. We are not servants out of fear and a sense of duty, but out of thanksgiving and hope and joy. By the grace of God, I am what I am, a believer. I believe in God's forgiveness and plan for me through the work and person of Jesus Christ. But I also believe in you, and I believe in others, and I believe in those around us, that same gospel can still transform lives of even the least worthy. God believes in us. By the grace of God, we are who we are. By the grace of God, we have come to terms with our own stories, and we know that what is written there is by the grace of God. And in the confidence of God's love, we can say boldly, by the grace of God, I am what I am, forgiven, called, and equipped. Just as I am, thou wilt receive. Wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve. Because thy promise, I believe. Just as I am, thy love unknown has broken every barrier down. Now to be thine, yea, thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.